Hey there, and welcome to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Kind of like your favorite mixtape of life coaching, a good laugh, and the real deal on transformation. This is where Sherry Lead, life coach and navigator of her own divorce path following a 26-year marriage, takes the mic. But here's the twist. We're not about shutting the book on the past. Nope, we're here to celebrate fresh starts, the kind of twists that life throws at you, and the joy of writing new stories with a bit of wisdom, a lot of heart, and maybe a dash of mischief. Think of this as kicking back with your best friend, shooting the breeze about life's ups and downs with the life advice that only a best friend can give. Whether you're riding the divorce roller coaster in your 30s, 40s, 50s, or cruising into your 60s, or you just love witnessing people make the best out of life's curveballs, you've found your tribe. We're all about the journey, speaking openly and honestly about the challenges, and finding laughter in places you'd least expect. So come on in, let's jump into this adventure head first, with a side of laughs and maybe a few tears. Welcome to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted, where every tick of the clock is your chance to love and live your fabulously, imperfectly perfect life.
Hey there, welcome back. I'm Sherry Lead, and we're tackling a real doozy today. The concept of, okay, ready for this? The concept of detaching from the outcomes in your divorce. Wow. Grab your emotional seatbelt and let's navigate these tricky waters together. It's my hope that in the next few minutes, I can share with you some tools to help you to detach from the outcomes of your divorce and share with you some reasons why this is so important for your well-being. First up, let's talk about embracing uncertainty. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, embracing uncertainty? Sherry, are you kidding me? This divorce is about as fun as being stuck in traffic. I can't imagine embracing anything, let alone the uncertainty. I get that. I'm a planner. And if I could, I probably would plan my life to the minute up until my dying breath. Fortunately, life doesn't work that way because that probably would be pretty boring. Now, embracing the uncertainty, what it reminds me, the feeling that that brings on for me reminds me of going to maybe a costume party only to arrive and find out it's not a costume party. It feels incredibly awkward, incredibly uncomfortable. It could be a little scary at first, but you're there. So what do? You make the best of it. You embrace it. You may mingle a little bit, have a few snacks. So that's the first thing, embracing the uncertainty. The second thing, and this is important. This is important because this will help reduce the arguments with your ex. This will help you reduce the stress and the heartbreak that those arguments can bring on. And that is reducing expectations from your ex. Like I said, this is crucial because expecting rational behavior from your ex all the time during a divorce, that's like expecting a cat to bark. It's amusing to think about, but hey, it's not going to happen. Remember, everyone in a divorce, no matter how amicable it is under a high level of stress. Your ex's behavior might not be what it used to be. It may not be what you expect, and it might not be what you hope for. And I'm sure if we're going to be honest here, you probably haven't always shown up as your best self either through this process. I know I'm guilty of this, and this is where we give ourselves some grace. Now, here's another one that's challenging, but they all go hand in hand. And that's the importance of keeping a cool head. It's essential. Imagine that you're a ninja, but instead of fighting bad guys, you're dodging those emotional bullets. And to do this, letting go of the outcome is so important. Detaching from the outcome in a divorce keeps you agile, alert, and less likely to get hit by those unexpected emotional flying bullets. And as you go through this process, okay, here's one that's not hard. It's actually fun to think about. Remember, not all surprises during a divorce are negative. Good surprises aren't just for birthdays. When you detach from expecting a certain outcome in your divorce, life can pleasantly surprise you. It's like biting into what you thought was an oatmeal raisin cookie and discovering it's actually chocolate chip. Hey, that's a good surprise. The next one, boy, this one should feel good when you think about it. Try to visualize this one. Reducing the tug of war tension. Imagine that you're in a tug of war and you decide to drop the rope in the game. Can you just feel that relief, that freedom? That's what detaching from the outcome feels like. You're no longer in this relentless pull with your ex over every little thing.
Hey there, wonderful listeners. We're taking a tiny pause from our fabulous unscripted adventure to chat about something close to our hearts. If our journey through an imperfectly perfect life, Life Unscripted, is resonating with you and filling your day with smiles and aha moments, here's a sweet and simple way you can sprinkle some love our way. Give that subscription button a little tap. It's like giving us a virtual high five. And trust me, it means the world to us. And hey, if you're feeling extra generous, why not leave us a rating and a heartwarming review? Your words are like little nuggets of gold, helping us to grow and glow. Remember, your support is what keeps our podcast's heart beating with joy and laughter. So if you're all about embracing life's perfectly imperfect moments with us, subscribe, leave a review, and let's spread this beautiful, unscripted joy far and wide. Now, let's jump back into our delightful chaos with more laughs, wisdom, and a lot of heart. You are the most amazing part of our perfectly imperfect family.
And here, this is about self-care. It's so important to find peace in the eye of a storm. That's your challenge. It's about being in the middle of a hurricane, but discovering a cozy little nook where you can chill with maybe a cup of tea. Carve out time every day for your sanctuary. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but time that you specifically carve out. It's vital for detaching. It's a time to breathe, a time to feel your breath, a time to look at life a little bit from the outsides where you can see clearer. And don't forget adaptability. Adaptability, it's not just a buzzword. In a divorce, think of yourself as a chameleon. The environment's changing, sure. But hey, that's cool. You can change too. Your ex throws you a curveball. You're already adapting, shifting, staying resilient. As I said, I'm a schedule-oriented person. I like a plan. And you know what last year taught me as I was traveling through? I traveled last year. If you don't know this, I traveled to all 50 states last year and I met someone in every state. And I had great plans, but it wasn't a rare occasion where my plans would change just days before my plane was going to take off, and a couple times just hours before. And I even losing my luggage, I flew into Boston and I had a long drive ahead of me and a TV appearance in the morning. And my luggage didn't show up. I had no makeup, no change of clothes. I had to adapt. And to tell you the truth, that moment was one of my best travel memories, is these times where you do have to adapt. And when you do, it brings out a sense of confidence that you realize, hey, I can handle anything life throws my way. And my favorite thing in this whole entire process that divorce is personal growth. Going through divorce, when you're able to do this in a way that you're able to detach from the outcome, so you're able to, I don't want to use the word enjoy, but I almost want to use the word enjoy. But I think maybe a better word is appreciate. Appreciate every day, everything that you're learning, everything that you're going through, everything that you've overcome. It's like hitting the gym for your soul. Each day you're lifting emotional weights. And let me tell you, you're going to be fantastic, in fantastic shape emotionally if you do these exercises and you're able to stay, again, detached from the outcome and embrace the uncertainty and the journey. This is a classroom that you're in right now. It could be a PhD program. It could be a master class. It could be the hardest class you've been, but you are here and it's a classroom for growth. So as we wrap up this week's podcast, perhaps a roller coaster of emotions and insights have come your way. Remember, detaching from the outcome in a divorce doesn't mean you don't care. It doesn't mean that you let everything fall by the wayside and you're not aware of things that you need to do and need to put into place. It does mean that you care about yourself. You care about yourself not to get bogged down by the nitty-gritty. It's about steering your own ship through stormy waters and coming out on the other side, not just intact, but stronger, wiser, and maybe with a newfound love for new skills, meditation, I don't know, maybe kickboxing, whatever it takes to keep you afloat. I'm here to guide you through this maze of life as much as I can as I'm going through this maze with you. And if you're looking for one-on-one guidance, remember, I offer a free 45-minute discovery call. It's super important to have this discovery call to find out if we're the right fit for each other, since coaching is an investment in your journey. And it's incredibly important to me that I'm effective and I'm able to be effective in the journey and the results you're seeking. So if you're interested, you can look me up at my website at Imperfectly Perfect Life. And until next time, keep your chin up, your spirits high, and your expectations flexible. Life is a journey, and sometimes the detours are where you find the most beautiful stories. Stay awesome, everyone, and remember, you have the strength to navigate even the stormiest of seas. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Big thanks to Sherry Lead for riding this roller coaster with us, sharing laughs, wisdom, and those real, raw moments that make life the adventure it is. Remember, whether you're in the midst of a transformation, picking up the pieces post-divorce, or just here for the incredible stories of flipping the script on life, keep embracing those perfectly imperfect moments. They're what make your story uniquely yours. Stay tuned for more episodes where we dive into life's unpredictable waters, always with a touch of humor and a whole lot of heart. Don't forget to hit subscribe, rate, share some love, and drop us a line. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep your heart open, your spirits high, and remember, in the grand, beautifully messy script of life, you're the one holding the pen. Make your story epic. Thanks for tuning in to An Imperfectly Perfect Life, Life Unscripted. Catch you in the next chapter.